When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here to talk with you in a very special edition of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and that's because for the first time ever, I am interviewing a sports figure that is related to me in Sammy Tortora, who plays for the CNS North Stars ladies team going up against the Nottingham Lady Bulldogs in the semifinals this season and winning, and so heading on to the championship game, which will be at the Carrier Dome, home of the Syracuse Orange. And so for the first time ever, I have Sammy Tortora with me, another Tortora here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, which is in and of itself truly an honor, and it's all Sammy's honor because she's the one that's worked hard and played in this game against Nottingham with an injured ankle and still found a way. And I commend any athlete for going out there and fighting through pain and wanting to be out there and a part of the team. Pulled down two huge rebounds at the end of the game, fought one away from Nottingham, and then grabbed another one under the basket to really silence things for the team, and then also had a good pass underneath toward the end of the game that gave CNS another 2 points to help them keep the edge, and made some good passes late in the game in general. So I'm very happy to have Sammy Tortora here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, and starting off talking with Sammy. And Sammy, first and foremost, when you look at this season and where you are right now, what does this moment mean to you?
It means a lot because we weren't supposed to be here, and it's great that we're finally here, and no one believed in us except for us, and we kept our heads the whole game, and we worked hard, and we showed a lot of heart during the game.
What did you learn from Nottingham in this game? What did you take away from them?
We took away that they're a great team, but we're better, and if we played hard, then we're fine. We knew that at the beginning of the game. We weren't worried about it.
What are you taking away from your coach? I mean, he's obviously had success, and Brianna Stewart, and all the girls that have come before. What do you take from your head coach, and what's he taught you to be a better basketball player?
He's a great coach, and he'll always be a great coach. And even though he had Bree, and people say that it was all Bree, he's amazing. And it was a lot of him, too. And for us, he kept our heads all the time. He never blows anything out of proportion. He's a great coach.
You had an opportunity to spend some time with Brianna, go up against her a little bit in the beginning. When you see her out there playing college ball and doing what she's doing, I mean, do you have that wish and that hope when you play that there could be a future?
Yeah, I mean, not for basketball, but for lacrosse. That's hopefully what I'm going for college for. And just looking at her, seeing that she made it out of CNS, just gives us all hope that we can all go to college and play sport.
Worried about this ankle that maybe you weren't going to get out there, and you ended up getting out there. What did it mean to you to be in this game and not have to watch it from the sidelines?
It was awesome. I was preparing myself to watch it from the sidelines, not go in. But once I got in there, my adrenaline kicked in, and we were fine. It hurts now, but it's good.
Let's look ahead, lastly, to the Dome. And when you get to the Dome, what is that all going to mean for you? Because you've gone up against teams in the Dome in lacrosse, you've been successful, and now you have the opportunity to do it for basketball.
It's going to be a great opportunity, and not every team gets to do this. And win or lose, we played our hardest this year, and I couldn't be more proud of my team.